This is isa-news.com. Decolonized Zimbabwe begging neighbors for electricity to stop daily 12-hour blackouts. Like in South Africa, where the simple maintenance and upkeep of a fully functioning infrastructure seemed to be a challenge to African regimes, Zimbabwe, who was once the powerhouse in Southern Africa, had been reduced to asking its neighbors to commission new power plants to supply Zimbabwe, which it seems cannot even commission its own power plants anymore. The current electricity cuts were alleged because of rehabilitation work at the Kariba South hydropower plant, constraints at its coal-fired Kwane plant, and limited power imports from a struggling South Africa, according to the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. A total of 1,276 megawatts was being produced by plants in the country on Thursday, according to data from the state-owned power company. Demand is 1,700 megawatts. The two neighboring countries already supply Zimbabwe with as much as 170 megawatts of electricity. Zimbabwe have asked Mozambique and Zambia to supply with more electricity as it tries to fill the power shortfall that's led to blackouts of 12 hours a day. We are in discussing with Mozambique for recently commissioned power plants to give us additional 180 megawatts, Energy Minister Zoda Zemu told lawmakers Wednesday, according to a transcript on Parliament's website. We are also at final stage of discussing with Zambia to get an additional 100 megawatts. Visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.